Our next speaker, person by the name of Etisham Haq. And when you hear this, you'll be quite surprised. He is from Victory to the Intifada campaign. In support of the Palestinian people's right to self-determination. For the last 11 years, he has been stood outside Marks and Spencer's Marble Arch demonstrating. That's all we need to say, so let's bring him on. Please welcome Etisham Haq.
I've only been there for about 4 years. The picket itself has been going for 11 years. And also, just a point, the people who are running the picket now were also standing outside South Africa House during apartheid, and they were taking part in a non-stop picket for 4 years. Every single day, people were on the pavements saying no to apartheid in South Africa. And we're continuing with the picket now, saying no to Israeli apartheid. Why do we boycott Marks and Spencer's? Because Marks and Spencer's, of all British retail companies, has maintained the strongest, most long-standing support for Zionism and the State of Israel. Why do we boycott Marks and Spencer's? Because Marks and Spencer's supports Israel with £240 million worth of trade every single year and buys goods from illegal settlement exporters. Why do we boycott Marks and Spencer's? Because their chairman, Mr. Israel Sief, advocated ethnic cleansing, calling for large sections of the Arab population of Palestine to be transplanted to Iraq and other Middle Eastern states. We have been handing out this leaflet for 11 years. We have been rained on and we have been arrested. We have had organized Zionists for 3 years demonstrate specifically against us with their horrible racism and their horrible support for brutality. We live in the belly of imperialism. Every government that has led this country, be it Labour, Tory or Lib Dem, has supported, condoned and funded Israeli apartheid. Ask any Palestinian what they think about the Balfour Declaration. Do not forget that once that piece of land used to be called British Mandate Palestine, yeah? And British soldiers were controlling and killing the population. We live in the belly of the beast. What does British capital have? What can British capital gain from a Middle East that is bombed, divided, and oppressed? What can British capital gain from an entire world that is divided, bombed, and oppressed? We will continue to boycott and demonstrate against Marks and Spencer's because they represent a connection of British consumerism with the Israeli state. That is why we will continue to do so. Everyone is welcome to join the demonstration. We're there from 6 till 8 every single Thursday. We operate an open megaphone. Everyone is welcome. Come bring your leaflets. Come bring your newspaper. Don't just wait for a massive demonstration every so often. We have to take action now. The British government needs Israel to be a Zionist entity in the Middle East. It's bombing Iraq because it needs to. It's bombing Afghanistan because it needs to. And it's bombing Libya because it needs to. We have to stop the British government from destroying the world because we need to as well. We owe it to the world.
Let's hear it for Etisham Haq.